When you choose LG, you're not just getting a TV. You're getting more of everything you love. More entertainment, more innovation, more control. LG TVs are built to do more. With OLED and QNED displays that deliver breathtaking color and contrast. Smart AI-powered features that make streaming, gaming, and searching effortless. And ultra-slim designs that turn your screen into a statement piece. It's performance you can see. Technology you can feel, and reliability you can trust. Get more out of every moment at home with LG.
Now. WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Breaking news this morning from Massachusetts, where former NFL player and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez has committed suicide in his prison cell.
Found dead in his cell, Aaron Hernandez, the Department of Corrections confirms. And Massachusetts at 3 a.m. Is when this occurred. Hernandez was taken to the hospital where he died. Hernandez used a bed sheet and attached it from a window. Tried to block the door so the correction officers could not get in.
Correspondent Coy Wire. A special congressional election in an historically conservative district in Georgia is now headed for a runoff. Democratic frontrunner John Ossoff was unable to pick up a large enough win yesterday to avoid the runoff.
Ossoff will face off against Republican Karen Handel in June for the seat formerly held by Trump's Health Secretary Tom Price, in a contest seen as a referendum on Trump's presidency and a preview of next year's midterm election.
Correspondent Joe Johns. They're having an active shooter drill today at the Washington Navy Yard. Spokesman Ed Ziegler.
Drills like this or exercises like this, again, give us some valuable training, help us prepare to counter threats. And, you know, this isn't in response to any particular threat.
They haven't specified when today that drill will happen, but don't be alarmed if you see unusual activity around the Navy Yard today when it does. Prince George's County Police are trying to figure out who killed a woman last Sunday in Forestville. But they also need to find out who the woman is.
We are asking the public to certainly take a look at our composite sketch.
Prince George's Police Captain Anthony Shartner says all they know right now is the female victim was alive enough after getting stabbed to knock on a neighbor's door for help.
By the time the homeowner was able to get to the front door, our decedent had become unconscious and was out front of her house.
She was later pronounced dead at the hospital. She's African American, 20 to 23 years old, 5'11", about 120 pounds. Check out the sketch and pictures of her clothes on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, if you want to rent a home or an apartment in D.C., better expect to pay up.
Average rents are on the rise in D.C., Arlington, and Alexandria. Axiometrics did some research and found out the average effective rent in March was more than $1,700. It went up $10 from February and $40 from the year before.
Washington has a strong rental market. As you know, with government being a major employer, the fickles of political fate sometimes generate demand.
That's real estate economist Chuck Eamon. He's with the company that boiled down those numbers. He says higher rents mean the job market's growing.
Hopefully, with the economy improving and unemployment dropping, that's going to put pressure on employers to start raising incomes.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A legal watchdog group says it's prepared to sue the state of Maryland unless the state does more to purge ineligible voters from the registration rolls in Montgomery County. Judicial Watch says current registration rolls contain more registered voters in Montgomery County than there are citizens of voting age. And Judicial Watch says that is strong circumstantial evidence that the rolls likely contain the names of dead people, non-citizens, or people who have since moved away from the county. And two Northern Virginia men have been indicted on charges they lied to investigators about a friend of theirs who was suspected of supporting ISIS. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,523. The Nasdaq at 58.49. Sports, the Nets beat the Braves. The O's fall to the Reds. The Wizards host Atlanta tonight in Game 2 of their NBA playoff series. And the Caps are in Toronto for Game 4 of their NHL playoff series. WMAL News Time 7.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to joehadid.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, three cars involved in the crash. And the last thing you want to hear is you're coming out of Gainesville in that solid lineup. But somehow they all managed to get over to the shoulder. Police now with them. So again, 66 East, as you pass the second exit for Manassas, that's where we have all this activity. Then beyond, still a little bit of volume into Centerville and Fair Oaks. That's how the rush hour is flowing slow. On 95, once you get through Aquia, still heavy in Dale City toward the Occoquan, and now just north of the Occoquan toward Newington, seeing those stop-and-go delays. Seminary Road off of 395, doing better as far as delays are concerned, but we had crash cleanup Seminary Road at North Pickett Street. Maryland on 270, long lineup here with the volume, Urbana, Clarksburg, and I'm seeing very little break then beyond down to the lane divide. On New Hampshire Avenue and White Oak, southbound at 29, remnants of the earlier crash. Still see some police there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much warmer weather coming tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Cloudy today, 64. Tonight, mainly cloudy, down to 58. Suburbs will be a little cooler. And then tomorrow, all the way up to 84 degrees with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Alexandria, 49 in Rockville, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Police are calling a Fresno shooting spree a hate crime. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 7:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 7:15, economist Steve Moore will be with us to discuss Trump's Buy American, Hire American push. At 8:05, it is Virginia Representative Scott Taylor. And at 8:35, Cheryl Atkinson will be joining us. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you. Wilson, we all know Metro has got some issues, and we've been trying to work our way through with this Safe Track program, and it's been an inconvenience to everybody, and ridership is down, and many people look at the Metro system and say maybe it's in the death spiral because, you know, the ridership is down and they're raising the prices on everything, and, you know, can Metro survive? Many people are really wondering, what is the solution to the Metro problem? Well, joining us on the line right now is Esker Bilger, who is with the Metro Union, the union that the people who work at Metro, and they think they have some ideas, but they just feel like they're not being asked to explain what they think are the solutions. So we're going to rectify that this morning. Mr. Bilger, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
So you were out yesterday handing out a bunch of Metro cards to people and trying to get their attention and making the case that, you know the workers have some of the ideas that could solve some of the problems. What do you think the solutions are to this confounding Metro issue?
We as a union, the union officers and the union membership has actually took resources from the union and bought the Smart Trip cards on our own to welcome riders back and to actually thank the riders that stuck with us through the Safe Track. And the Safe Track is going to be winding down, and they're going to be switching over to aggressive preventive maintenance on the system.
Mm-hmm.
And our belief is this. We need to figure out a way to get the riders back, and you're not going to do it by raising the fares, cutting service. We need to provide more service and to lower the fares. A lot of the cities around the country don't charge for transfers any longer. We believe that they should do away with the transfers. We believe that there should be a flat fare system within our transit system as well. Yesterday, we gave out $8 on the Smart Trip cards. The Smart Trip cards cost $2 each. And with that, some of the riders wouldn't even be able to take a round trip to and from work each day with $8. But under our proposal, they could stretch it out to almost 2.5 days. They could complete two full round trips and half of a third day. And we believe that's the way that we need to get the riders back, by providing quality service and convenient service and safe service, but also make it affordable for the riders and not have them dig deeper into their pockets.
Yeah, and the system that you just described as far as not charging for transfers and just having a flat fee no matter where you're going, no matter what time of day you're going, is very popular in a lot of cities around the country. And I know, I'm very familiar with the New York City subway system. And you just swipe your card and you can plan your trip if you have to get somewhere to be able to go to a stop, for instance, Times Square, where you can transfer and get on a different line and you never leave the station, you never have to pay again. You can just transfer, so you can literally get where you need to go just by paying the one fare, the $2.75, and that's it. And I think that is one way to make it more user friendly, at least in my view.
And you are correct. You are absolutely correct. And it would be a user friendly. It'd be more convenient, and it'll probably save time boarding and the buses and the rail system. So. That's our proposal as well.
Yeah, and it makes it easier for people who are not from this area to just say, oh, this is what it costs me. I don't have to know if I'm coming at a peak time or anything along those lines. Because any city subway system, if you are not familiar with it, is very daunting to use. I don't care where you are. If you're a novice, it's daunting to use. You can make it a little bit less daunting and a little bit more user-friendly that way.
And we agree with that, and it would... I think it would attract a lot more riders. At the initial cost, we would lose some revenue, but we'll pick it up in the gains of the ridership by improving the ridership.
Do you think that, is it possible to get people to come back? Because, there's been so much frustration. So many people are irritated with Metro and the delays, and it's just gotten to the point where it is, in many ways, unworkable. I can't begin to tell you how much frustration there was with this situation with the hockey game the other night, where we're in double overtime, a great game, and at 11:30, people had to leave the arena because Metro was closing down at midnight.
Yeah, and I'm a hockey fan as well, and that would be truly aggravating. And WMATA should figure out a way. They used to stay open for the late night service for the hockey, for the basketball, and for the Nationals. And over the last few years, WMATA's leadership cut the service back.
Is there not a call for service past 11 o'clock at night or midnight whenever it shuts down? Is there really not a call for service in those 6 hours overnight, 4 hours before you start up again? Or are there just not a lot of people riding the subway at that time of day? Or if you had it open, would people ride? Is that a way to make more revenue?
Actually, there is a need for the service. There is a lot of industries that work the third shift.
Right.
And unfortunately, the workers that's working a third shift are going to have to find other means to try and get home or to and from work. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually one of them ran into our president a couple weeks ago and said that they were going to have to resign from their employment because they're not going to be able to get to and from work once Metro eliminates all that service.
Wow. Why is it that other cities have figured this out and this region just can't?
I believe that they, our transit system was the best in the nation at one time. And I think individuals, they took it for granted. And when there was surplus money in the 90s, a few years, they actually gave the money back to the localities instead of making the improvements in the infrastructure. And we would need to find a way to come up with the funds and the resources to invest in this infrastructure and make it part of our community and treat it as the vital source that it is.
I can't let you go, though, without asking you this question that I know that this, right now I can just hear people talking to their radios as they're listening to this interview. Because a lot of people look at some of the Metro workers and they think that, you know, they don't really think a great deal about service. They're not service oriented. Is there some work that needs to be done within your own membership?
I think truly a bus operator's job is a very stressful job. And they are the frontline customer service face of the transit system. And they're actually part of the community as well. One of our bus operators actually, early in the morning, saw a young lady sitting on the bridge. And she actually stopped her bus and got out and actually talked her out of jumping off the bridge in D.C. So we are part of the community. And yes, it is a stressful job. And at times, the stress gets to them. But for the most part, our transit operators do a wonderful job within the community.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there. Esker Bilger with the D.C. Metro Union, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we're hitting some slowdowns here. Major delays trying to get out of Gainesville on 66 and pushing through Manassas towards Centerville. Crash along the way at the second exit from Manassas over to the shoulder. But there's three cars, police there, so a lot to check out. For 395, we're just seeing the slowdowns off the Beltway through Landmark Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Route 5, Branch Avenue, slowing past Brandywine Road because of a broken down. So northbound 5, a little extra time right now needed. For the Wilson Bridge, your backups out of Maryland only. You're getting back near Route 5. Let's go into Mount Airy on I-70 eastbound jam to get to Woodbine Road. It's just before Woodbine Road, the scene of the crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. It looks like it's going to be a sort of a cloudy day today. High of around 64 degrees tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, look, 84 degrees for a high, but a 40% chance of afternoon showers or thunderstorms. When it starts to heat up, that's always a possibility in the afternoons. Friday, possible thunderstorms, temperatures again in the mid-80s. This weekend, however, both days cloudy and a bit cooler, temperatures in the upper to low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'm proud to announce that we are about to take bold new steps to follow through on my pledge to buy American and hire American.
That was President Trump yesterday, and joining us right now to discuss that is economist at the Heritage Foundation, Steve Moore. Steve, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Good morning. So we all applaud when we hear President Trump say, buy American and hire American. And one of the issues that he has addressed is the H-1B visa program. We have more and more corporations using foreign workers under the H-1B visa program, and they want more and more permits to do this. They want that to expand. Do you think President Trump, though, will curb that H-1B visa program to force companies to hire American?
Well, a couple things. First of all, on Buy American, I want to get you guys' take on this, because I buy American. Do you guys? I look at the label. You know, you cut me, I bleed red, white, and blue. So if two things are about the same cost, I'll buy an American car or American products over. And I think it's every individual's, you know, right, and maybe even responsibility to buy American. But I'm not so sure I want the government to require us to do that. So what do you think?
I agree with you. And we were having this
conversation earlier this morning, and I try when I can. But, you know, some things, it's really hard to find certain items that are actually manufactured in America. We don't manufacture stuff. Yeah.
That is true. But, you know, I look, and I think the idea of the federal contracts, leaning towards the American producers. I'm all in favor of that. I just don't want big increases in the cost of these contracts, because after all, then who's going to have to pay for that? The taxpayer. And if you haven't noticed lately, we have a $1 trillion deficit. So we don't have a lot of money to be flowing around. Now, on the other issue that you guys mentioned, which is this H-1B, look, I think I'm for immigration. I think immigrants have to come into this country legally. And I think, you know, I was just out in Silicon Valley. You go out there, it is the most amazing place where you just see, it's like the United Nations. I mean, you have the greatest minds of all over the world coming to together, you know, people from Mexico, people from China, Thailand, Taiwan, England, Australia. Nowhere in the rest of the world does that happen. So when it comes to bringing in what my buddy Larry Kudlow, who I know is on your show all the time, says, you know, the brainiacs, yeah, let's let them come in, but let's make sure the system isn't abused so that they are using, you know, say an Indian, you know, engineer to displace an American. But in a lot of cases, they really, these companies really do need these workers.
How do you do that, though? How do you prevent the system from being abused?
Well, you know, there are a lot of laws now that you have to go through, you know, a search for an American worker. You have to pay this. You can't bring in an H-1B worker. And by the way, for those, this is a fancy term for scientists, engineers, mathematicians, chemists, you know, people of great educational background, oftentimes with the kind of skills that's very difficult to find in the United States. And then you also have to pay what's, you know, called a kind of prevailing wage. So you couldn't bring in somebody from India and pay them, you know, 30% less than you're paying the Americans. But there are abuses, and that's why I think, you know, Americans are upset about the program, because there are some companies that do, you know, do that. They bring in, scientists or engineers from third world countries, and they pay them a much lower salary. So that's something that has to be checked for sure.
All right, but you know, it is also American to believe in the free market system, and the free market system is one of these things where you go out and you try to build a product, and you try to build as much as cheaply as possible and sell for the best price possible, and that means sometimes if you're going to have a choice between using American labor, which is more expensive, and foreign labor, which is a lot cheaper, that if you're interested in the free market and getting profit and providing jobs in this country, sometimes you have to go overseas to do that in the most cost-effective way. Shouldn't we let the market determine this?
Well, in most cases, absolutely. By the way, you know me, Brian, I'm a free market guy, so I agree with what you just said. But then, if you want support for this, if you want public support for this program, it's going to erode if companies are bringing in, you know, people that are working for way less than what an American would work for. It's just a political fact. But, you know, for people who say, one of the false things that's been said about this program is that these H-1B, you know, high-skilled immigrants are taking jobs from Americans. That is absolutely, in 95% of the cases, it's the opposite, where when the companies can bring in the smartest, you know, the brightest people from the world, and a lot of these people are incredibly talented, and they have specific skills that these companies need, it actually creates more jobs for Americans. And one other thing, I was looking at the data. You look at a lot of these companies in Silicon Valley, so many of them were created by immigrants themselves. You know, I mean, one of our great companies, Intel, was formed by a immigrant from a refugee from Hungary, for goodness sake. So a lot of these companies wouldn't even exist if it were not for immigration. So I'm for letting people come into this country if they want to work. I just don't want to have people come in illegally, and I don't want people to come in and want to go on our welfare system.
Well, I think the problem is there was a lot of bad publicity with Disney and a whole bunch of companies
That's right.
In Silicon Valley, and these people were not immigrants. These people were brought here on H-1B visas to work here, to make money, to be able to send back to their country, and they were here for a period of time, and the American workers who were qualified and were doing those jobs were forced to train their replacements. So there are Americans who can do a lot of these jobs.
No, I think that's a very fair point, and that's the kind of abuse that I was talking about that really makes Americans angry about this program. But I think, you know, those abuses are fairly rare, and, you know, the media pumps those up, but I don't actually think it's very common in this program. You know, I liken it to, you know, the United States of America is I watched the NBA, I was watching some of the games last night, you know, and it's like the United States, think of what if an NBA team could pick every first-round draft pick,
every one of the best players every year. They would win every year. And that's the opportunity the United States have. We truly have the opportunity to bring into the United States the smartest, the most talented, ingenious, inventive people into this country. And it's what's always made our country great. Why wouldn't we want these people to come into the country?
Yeah. All right, Steve, we'll have to leave it there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, guys, have a great week.
It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
It looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
All right, you know, spring is here, and it's a great time to think about cleaning your rugs, giving them that deep-down professional clean that your fine Persian and oriental rugs deserve. You need to call the folks at Hadid. I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process, which ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, virus, allergens that hide deep within your rugs. And now, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They develop a cleaning process that is not only faster, but will save you money. And here's another way to save. My friend Joe Hadid, apparently, well, he's caught spring fever and is offering an amazing deal in his weakened state, so you got to take advantage of this. When you get two rugs clean, you'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. Catch spring fever. Get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has 4 drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, just go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com or call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. It's 7:25 now on WML. Time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of heavy volume filling in for the rush hour to the Wilson Bridge. Now, backups had been near Route 5 Branch Avenue and right on the approach. That's where we have the crash to the shoulder now. So essentially within the backups as you push past that area towards St. Barnabas Road and to the bridge span. On 295 northbound as you head toward the Naval Research Lab, it's just been about the stop and go. Northbound 5 Branch Avenue. That had been slow passing Brandywine Road because of a broken down, but looks like the pace is getting better. So you might find the travel lanes here open to seeing some improvement route 5 near Brandywine Road, Mount Airy. You need extra time on I-70 if you choose to stick with 70 eastbound past 27 before you get to Woodbine Road for the crash cleanup. You're getting by very slowly. 270 long line up through Urbana and Hyattstown and then Germantown most of the way down through to the Beltway. 66 east in Manassas crash to the shoulder. Update is sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Dry Wednesday, but a gray Wednesday. The overcast is tough this morning. It'll be tough this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and up to about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 51 degrees, 727.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to sitting out on our new deck.
New deck?
With steps leading to a beautiful paver patio.
Patio?
With built-in seating and a fire pit.
Fire pit?
All surrounded by our gorgeous new privacy fence.
What? But we don't have a new deck or patio or fire pit.
Not for long. Because of Long. Long Fence, that is.
Don't wait to make the most of your backyard. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we do makes a difference.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Well, on this issue of buy American, hire American, how do you feel about it? And do you scrutinize this issue? Do you think about it? We're going to take your calls coming up after the news. It's now 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Breaking news this morning, former NFL star and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez has committed suicide in prison. Authorities say he hanged himself in his cell using a bedsheet. The former New England Patriot was serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder, but last week was acquitted of a 2012 double murder. There's going to be a runoff in the race for a Georgia congressional seat.
Democratic candidate John Ossoff falling just short of the threshold he needed to win this race outright, getting less than 50% of the vote in this Republican-heavy district, a district that actually no Democrat has won in 37 years, getting close to that 50% number, but not close enough.
Correspondent Manu Raju, that seat was vacated by President Trump's health secretary, Tom Price. There's going to be Prince George's County Police are trying to find a killer, but they're also still trying to learn the identity of the murder victim, says Captain Anthony Shartner.
Unfortunately, we don't know who she is at this point. She was found in the front yard of a house, unresponsive.
That was Easter Sunday in Forestville. The woman was found stabbed and unconscious. She was later pronounced dead at an area hospital. The Washington Navy Yard will have an active shooter drill today. D.C. police are also taking part in that exercise aimed at testing and evaluating tactical and defensive responses to an active shooter threat. The Navy Yard, of course, was the site of a mass shooting in 2013. Two Army officers remain in critical condition this morning after the Monday crash of a Black Hawk helicopter in southern Maryland, an accident that claimed the life of a third serviceman. All three were assigned to the 12th Aviation Battalion stationed in Fort Belvoir. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,523, the NASDAQ at 5849. Sports, Max Scherzer pitches two-hit ball over seven scoreless innings as the Nats beat the Braves. The O's lose in Cincinnati. The Caps try to even their playoff series tonight in Toronto, and the Wizards host the Hawks in Game 2 of their series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Introducing the PenFed Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases. That's everything, everywhere, for everyone. There are no restrictions, no caps, and no gimmicks. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals, stop the higher prices, and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
Boy, do I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Now, if that sounds like you, every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans unless you use Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want to tell you what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Listen, it's not only Susan, folks. I use it, and I love it, and I love the results. With its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. Call now. You'll save big on Genucel's spring clearance event. Order Genucel right now and get a free month's supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now and shipping is free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Blues Alley and the Ella Fitzgerald Foundation proudly present Ella at 100, a centennial celebration, starring Patty Austin and the world-famous Count Basie Orchestra, Friday, April 28th, 8 p.m. at Listener Auditorium. Join seven-time Grammy winner Patty Austin as she celebrates the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, accompanied by the 11-time Grammy-winning Count Basie Orchestra. Patty Austin and the Count Basie Orchestra, Friday, April 28th. Go to bluesalley.com for tickets.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now through April 30th in their garden center, buy three and get one free on perennials, three-gallon azaleas, and hanging baskets. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway northbound before you get to the Beltway. If you're trying to get up through McLean area, northbound GW Parkway for the crash. Very slow through that stretch. Now, if you're coming off the Beltway, your travel lanes are open to go southbound. In fact, the first set of delays as you approach the overlooks heading down toward the Key Bridge. But again, it's northbound with the crash. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, Rock Creek Parkway, it's just been about the volume. No incidents reported. Now, around the Beltway, coming off of 270, if you're heading into Virginia, we had the delays extending for the Georgetown Pike. But right now, they're kind of focused on the incident, a reported incident near River Road. I don't see it in the cameras. Checking for it on, again, the Beltway outer loop as you approach the River Road area. Let's get you onto I-70 in Mount Airy. It's been a slow go. They're still working to clear the crash eastbound 70 before you get to Woodbine Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry Wednesday, but a gray Wednesday. The overcast is tough this morning. It'll be tough this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and up to about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Chantilly, 51 in Bethesda, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630,
WMAL. It is 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in that 8 o'clock hour, Representative Scott Taylor, Republican from Virginia, will join us to talk about national security issues. And then at 835, Cheryl Atkinson will be here. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
The Buy and Hire American order I'm about to sign will help protect workers and students like those of you in the audience today.
And that was President Trump yesterday talking about an executive order to buy and hire Americans, as you heard him say. And at the crux of this, a lot of this is the H-1B visa issue, where a lot of foreigners are brought over to American companies to work in American companies. It's supposed to be for high-tech jobs because they're doing jobs that Americans aren't qualified. There aren't enough qualified Americans to do, which I find interesting since many of these companies had their qualified American who were Americans who were already in the job fired and forced to train their foreign replacements.
Before they left, yeah.
And they're not immigrants. These are people who were just here working as contractors. So the great thing about for an employer is they're cheaper to hire. They don't have to pay insurance, health insurance for them. They don't have to give them benefits. They don't have to contribute to a 401k. So all in all, they're a much cheaper hire. Now, companies usually offer those wonderful things in order to attract qualified workers. Well, companies are catching on to the fact, hey, I can get my product cheaper and I can compete with some foreign countries like China and Japan and some of these other foreign countries who don't have these overhead costs by bringing workers from those countries here and displacing the American workers. And that's a terrible, horrible thing. And we all say that's a terrible, horrible thing. However, isn't it the ultimate in democracy and the ultimate in free trade for a company to be able to run that company in the way it sees fit? It doesn't it go against everything we are as a nation for the government to tell you who you have to hire? For the government to tell you, no, you can't hire that cheaper person. You must hire this person here. And that ties in with the government also telling you, well, you have to pay for their health care and you have to do this and you have to do that. Once the government starts doing that, you can't be surprised when they then come in and tell you, you also have to hire this group of people here. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Personally, I would just like to see the government get out of my business and let me hire whomever I choose and my company will succeed or fail based on my choices. Because if you don't, you wind up in situations such as this. So while it's horrible and terrible and I don't like to see it, maybe we should address why it's so expensive to hire American workers.
Well, maybe that's true. I mean, I think that what has happened here is that the law was being circumvented. I think the laws are good, and I think the laws address this, but we've gotten very lax in enforcing those laws, and we allow these things to take place. So for us to say, you know, we should allow, you know, like Disney did, bring in foreign workers and have the people who are going to be fired train their replacements, I don't think that's a good thing, and I don't think that was what the H-1B visas were all really designed about. So I'm sort of in favor of them saying, okay, we're gonna crack down on this. We're gonna make sure that when we have an H-1B visa, it is for somebody who truly can come in here and do a job that we don't have the skills or the ability to do. I'm all for that. I think that's fine. But I don't think that it was being followed. I think it was being abused. I think people were taking advantage of loopholes in the laws, and I want to see those loopholes come together. On the other thing about buying American, if I could for just a moment, I'm struggling with this one a little bit, because when you buy American products that are made in America with American labor, it's more expensive. There's just no doubt about it. That's the way it is. If you're using union workers in a plant in America, is that a product, if it was built in overseas and imported, back into this country, would be cheaper. And so, you know, the free market be allowed to play out. I like the idea from a patriotic standpoint of supporting the American worker. But however, let's understand that's going to cost you more money. So is this something you think about now? Is this something that informs you when you actually make a purchase? I wonder if people are thinking about it more, given the fact that the president is now talking about it.
I think people think about it, but do they do it? Peter and McLean, good morning. You are on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Two things. First, the idea that the media only reported the Disney story because it was so out of bounds is classic corporate Republican thought. Okay? They reported it because it's the tip of the iceberg that could no longer be ignored.
Yeah.
The media voted 96% for Hillary Clinton, 94% for Barack Obama. The idea that they're now all of a sudden interested in policing immigration is just wrong. Secondly, The fact of the matter is that H-1B visa programs often cover up bad business decisions. If you look in healthcare right now, most of our community docs are getting bought out by the hospitals, who are at the same time hiring H-1B visa docs to run the wards in the hospital. And this does a couple of things. First of all, it breaks the relationship between the doctor and the patient when they're in the hospital. Secondly, they're pushing all the risk, and with it, the compensation down onto the doctors that are in the community, and keeping the profitability for the hospital corporation. And this is all a hangover from the Affordable Care Act. But they're being able to do that by virtue of the H-1B visa program. So third, I work in the technology industry. I will go back and tell you that the Walt Disney example is the tip of the iceberg. Mm. It is not just a one-off that they could no longer ignore.
Hmm. Well, listen, those are some great points, and you're obviously very aware informed about the situation. We're going to take more of your calls on this in just a moment. It's now 7:43 on WMAL.
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. Now available in butter pecan and new coconut green pie flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, are you looking for that guy that's going to sell your house and give you the best bang for your buck and get you as much money as you possibly can? Take my advice. Call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of REMAX Allegiance is an expert on the local real estate market. He has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes fast and for more money, much faster and more money than you'll get with other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he turned to Frank for help. Frank listed it. He engineered the perfect marketing plan and generated multiple offers. Now, the home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank because he will sell your home for a price and at your agreed upon deadline, or he'll buy it outright. Guaranteed. Frank has been endorsed by the Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity. No secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at iTrustFrank.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova. Join the future of health.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville area on 29, slowing with the crash as you approach Greencastle Road. Delays are well before 198, so get ready for a little extra time needed on southbound 29 as a result. 270, the lineup after you get through Urbana-Hyattstown. Essentially, I'm seeing delays continuous through Germantown down to the lane divide. Top side of the Beltway in delays this morning, almost back near the IKEA toward George Avenue and through to Silver Spring. Now, we had a crash along the way to the Wilson Bridge interloop near Route 5 that was quickly cleared out of the travel lanes. 66, a three-car crash we were still focusing on here. East on 66 as you make your trip up to the exit, the second exit for Manassas. They had been over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much warmer weather coming tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Cloudy today, 64. Tonight, mainly cloudy, down to 58. Suburbs will be a little cooler. And then tomorrow, all the way up to 84 degrees with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees at 7:46.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It is 7:47. I want to know, the H-1B visa program is under a lot of scrutiny. We just had President Trump say we're gonna encourage people to buy American and hire American. So, twofold question. Do you buy American if you have the choice, even if it costs you more? Because you know it's probably going to cost you more. Do you go out of your way to purchase an American product? But also, when it comes to the H-1B visa program, saying that we're going to curtail it and we're going to tell employers that they can't hire foreign workers, workers, we're going to tell them that they have to encourage them to buy American by curtailing the H-1B visa program, which we're not sure if that's going to happen, but a lot of people are pushing for that. Isn't that, though, the absolute opposite of a free market and the absolute opposite of the government allowing you to do what you want to do and run your business the way you want to run it? 888-630-9625 is the number. David in Paris, Virginia. David, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey,
hi, David.
Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? The problem with the H-1B visa program was originally initiated for people with specific skills that were not available in this country. And you had to be offered a job before you could get the visa. Okay, so now they have a new program, what's called the lottery program, and they bring thousands and thousands and thousands of H-1B visa people. The government just gives them the visa. They come over here and they look for work. But that's not what the program was for.
Yeah.
So now they're competing with Americans. It's different to hire whoever you want because they might offer you something to your company rather than a company abusing the system in order to gain a competitive advantage or to get cheaper labor. Those are two different things, and that's a problem.
Yeah, David, thank you so much for your comments. Appreciate it. Since we're talking to David, let's go to Dave in Fairfax. Hi, Dave. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey,
hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, there's two major logic faults with this idea of H-1B as ultimate capitalism. One, immigration should benefit the entire United States collectively, not a single employer or a single company that's trying to make more money. So it should benefit all of us. Secondly, H-1B visas are not capitalism in the sense that it is not a free and fair market with full information disclosure. For instance, if you think of the extreme example of immigrant day workers who get paid cash under the table, they're not functioning under all the laws as a U.S. citizen would, who has to pay income tax, etc. So it's an unfair competition, and it's not true capitalism.
Well, is it unfair competition, though, if the employers wind up having to pay these people the same, which is part of the H-1B visa? They're supposed to pay these workers the prevailing wage. And I think what happens is they do pay them the prevailing wage, but they don't have to pay all the benefits around it, which is where they... But what's to stop an American from becoming a contractor and saying, you know what, you don't have to pay me health care. You don't have to pay me all those other things. Now I'm competitive, too. And I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
An interesting point. I don't know.
You know, why not? No. Why? What's to prevent any of us from saying I'm going to become a contractor? I would think that employers would love it because they don't have to pay all these extra benefits after they pay you the salary and that's it.
Yeah. Don in Ashburn agrees with me on one thing. He thinks there's a lot of fraud and abuse.
Oh,
hello,
yeah,
Don.
I agree.
You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Don?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Mary. Thanks for taking my call. And I can speak from experience. It's been a number of years, but I worked on several large fraud cases involving the labor-based petitions, and it's just it's pretty rampant from the employers through the immigration attorneys. There's some good examples of cases out there that where this was prosecuted. But my other point that I want to make is that when we talk about the immigration problem and all the illegals that are here in the country, a lot of those illegals are overstays, visa overstays,
yes.
People that came here and didn't leave because you know what, we don't make sure that they leave when they're done with their 3-year or 4-year visa or whatever the case may be.
Well, I think that's something that this president is going to try to address for sure. 751 on WMAL.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
It is now 7:53. Time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in the news desk at CNBC. Landon Dowdy standing by.
Hey there, Brian. Good morning. Well, banks are in focus on the earnings front. Morgan Stanley reporting a 74% jump in quarterly profit on a surge in trading. The bank reporting earnings of $1 a share, topping analyst expectations. Morgan Stanley shares are up in the pre-market. U.S. Bancorp reporting profit of 82 cents a share. Revenue also topping expectations. BlackRock, the world's biggest asset manager, reporting a 31% jump in quarterly profit, helped by higher investment fees and securities lending revenue. Mortgage applications fell 1.8% last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped to 4.22%. Refinancing activity rose. IBM shares are lower in the pre-market after reporting earnings that beat expectations, but sales were short of expectations. Shares of Yahoo are jumping in the pre-market after reporting a 22% jump in revenue and better-than-expected earnings. Meanwhile, Walmart's Sam's Club is revamping its Member's Mark brand after streamlining 21 private brand names into one. Sam's Club says it's working with product developers, culinary experts, and food scientists to ensure each item emphasizes quality and value. The company is introducing 300 new items this year. And ahead of the open, stock futures are higher this morning. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have an accident on the George Washington Parkway, so some unusual backups northbound, north of the CIA. You're going to hit those slowdowns, so be aware of toward the Capitol Beltway right before you get to the exit. Still have police there at the scene. Southbound side, you're doing fine on the GW Parkway. In fact, delays only near the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge, so actually a little better than the normal southbound. 66, finally, everything cleared, even from the shoulder eastbound in Manassas, where we had the three-car crash, but still quite heavy, working through Manassas toward Centerville. If you're on 234, the Prince William Parkway, heading northbound near Balls Ford Road, before 66, incident reported. And let's go Maryland on top side from 95 to George Avenue, slowing. In fact, delays before you get to the exit for 95, so be alert. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky on this Wednesday, but no rain expected. Temperature-wise, we'll make it into the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 7:57.
Chris Plant here for the Good Feet Store.
Now that we have more daylight hours, there's more time to get out and be active. Don't let foot or back pain slow you down. Do what I did and go to the Good Feet store. With custom-fitted arch supports from the Good Feet store, you too will experience a new level of comfort for your feet, knees, and back. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey, and in Vienna at 123 and Park, across from the Whole Foods. Tell them Chris Plant sent you.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA now. National Firearms Museum presents a special World War I centennial exhibit of selected rare milestone American arms. The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show. This weekend, 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center. This weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com. See you there.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/ckcancer.
When you buy from Tedrid Ford, you get life.
Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Tedrid gives you their exclusive Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedrid.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Coming up on WMAL.
We will be joined at 8:35 by Cheryl Atkinson, and she will tell us about her timeline that she has published, which is just